got caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Ukraine says at least 9 people were killed and dozens injured as Russia hit Kyiv overnight with at least 70 missiles and 145 drones. While the war remains hot, ceasefire talks may be cooling, as former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble tells us.
The White House is really pressuring the Ukrainian government to accept its peace deal. The White House press secretary even told reporters that President Trump is frustrated with the lack of progress on ending the war in Ukraine. But I just don't see how the war ends with the peace deal that's currently on the table. It's just too lopsidedly in favor of the Russians and really doesn't give Ukraine anything.
A dozen states are suing the Trump administration, saying the president's tariffs are illegal. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays lays out their case.
We are facing an unprecedented and lawless presidency, one that has made a habit over the last 3 months of disregarding the separation of powers and ignoring the two other co-equal branches of government.
President Trump, meanwhile, says his new tariff on China may come down substantially.
Maybe we'll make a special, you know, a deal, and we'll see what it will be. Right now, it's 145%. That's very high.
St. Peter's Basilica closed for only an hour overnight, as about 50,000 people have now paid their final respects to Pope Francis, lying in state in an open casket there.
They taught us all how to be Christians and to be human. And that's what we are so happy about. So we'll follow him. And we want Pope Francis II now.
With cardinals gathering in Rome to pick a successor, the movie Conclave, which focuses on that process, is getting renewed attention. CBS's Carter Evans had a question about that for Father Thomas Reese of Religion News Service.
How accurate is the movie?
The movie is fairly accurate in terms of showing the procedures. Certainly the whole process in the Sistine Chapel of how they vote, how they go up one by one and promise to elect the best person as Pope.
The cardinals have met in private to finalize the plans of Saturday's funeral for Francis and to organize that conclave. The CDC says U.S. births increased by just 1% last year from 2023's record low.
It's a combination of the economy and also young people wanting to wait until they get their lives in order before having kids.
That's Dr. William Fry, a demographer at the Brookings Institution. He says there will be fewer younger workers to support the aging population. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Tennessee's parole board has recommended a pardon for country music star Jelly Roll.
Somebody save me.
The board's decision was unanimous. The rapper turned country singer was convicted of robbery and drug charges in his teens and 20s. Wants the pardon so he can travel and perform internationally and spread his message of redemption. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee will make the final call on whether Jelly Roll is pardoned. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Sales for book editions of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution are at record highs since President Trump began his second term. So Random House will now publish new volumes of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Federalist Papers. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian John Meacham has written introductions, saying he hopes the documents will help readers make sense of what he calls a tumultuous time. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some showers after midnight. Our low 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with some rain and thunderstorms. And the rain could be heavy with a quarter to a half inch or more. 56 the high on Saturday. Sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Heaven holds a place. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh, Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you.
Days. get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
That you want. lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Heartaches you'll bring one. If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time. kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
WRJN. Dream. Dream.
Love. you're masquerading and you.
CBS News Brief. Russian drones and ballistic missiles have hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, killing at least 9 people. President Trump says he wants the war to end.
It's a vicious war, and if I can help solve it, you know, we're not losing our soldiers, but we're losing soldiers, a lot of people. And if I can solve it because of a certain ability, that would be great.
Trump accused Ukrainian President Zelensky of prolonging the war by refusing to surrender Russian-occupied Crimea. A dozen states have sued the Trump administration, claiming the president doesn't have the power to impose tariffs unless there's an emergency. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
It's effectively a tax that all of us are going to be paying.
A wildfire in southern New Jersey is now 50% contained.
The wildfire is expected to keep growing in size before rain is forecast Friday. Thousands at one point had to be evacuated, like Bill Schultz.
Police were up and down, knocking on doors, telling everybody, grab what you can and go.
CBS's Matt Piper, CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.